You're listening to Vatican Radio.
1 year from the publication of the Motu Proprio with which Pope Francis established the new Vatican Secretariat for Communications, charged with reforming Vatican media, the prefect of the Secretariat, Monsignor Dario Vigano, gives a rundown of the work accomplished in the past 12 months and looks ahead to a new vision. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Monsignor Vigano points out that clear indications in Pope Francis's Motu Proprio place the current digital culture at the centre of the reform and change the perspective into a user-first one that challenges us to stop navel-gazing in the assumption that others are listening and looking at us.
User-first, cioè cercare di smetterla di guardarci l'ombelico.
The Pope's motto proprio, Monsignor Vigano says, is an invitation to leave behind the arrogance of a unidirectional mode of communication and realise that we are called to bring the message of the gospel to men and women of today who are immersed in new media. Regarding the technical aspects of the reform, Monsignor Vigano points out that the new multimedia portal shortly to be presented is only the tip of an iceberg of a system in which all content will be produced thanks to a concerted team effort. The portal itself will feature videos, podcasts, images, print articles and live radio, providing a much less confusing offer to the public as the Vatican team works hard to reposition the relevance of Vatican media and upgrade its web reputation. We must become the source for Vatican and papal news, he says, not the official source, that's the press office, but an important source. Using the metaphor of a motor which has all the parts but does not work efficiently, Monsignor Vigano said that instead of producing energy, it produces only heat and ends up stalling. We want a motor, he said, that can go fast, that can put on the brakes, that can overtake when needed.
E possa andare veloce, sappia frenare, sappia accelerare quando c'è da superare.
As Father Lombardi mentioned on the occasion of the radio's 80th anniversary, Vatican Radio is no longer a radio station, he said, but part of a content hub in which its different language programs will be the beating heart, the protagonists of a new portal with a slew of multilinguistic and multicultural programs, with text content and audio that will be offered via podcast. Radio, he said, will maintain its importance thanks to a repositioning and empowerment of the local 105 live program, with lots of news in Italian and in other languages. I'm Linda Bordoni.